You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to start a new series today, Sabbath versus Sunday in the New Testament. See, almost all of Christianity observes Sunday as a day of worship. Most Christians accept Sunday observance for granted. Saturday is a strange concept to them. They want to know if you're a Jew, and if you're not a Jew, then you must be a Seventh-day Adventist. And you really want to throw them for a loop, tell them you're not a Jew and you're not a Seventh-day Adventist. I tell people, I say, it's the real thing, baby. You know, Coca-Cola stole our logo. It's the real thing. The real Christians out of the pages of your own Bible. And if they're willing to listen, I can show them. Because Sunday is not the Lord's day. Sabbath. Jesus said he was Lord of the Sabbath. That makes Sabbath, Saturday, his day. So, some people believe Saturday is the Sabbath, and the seventh day is the day that the Bible commands us to keep. And they're right. They claim people are sinning and will suffer the tribulation plagues if they keep Sunday instead of the Sabbath, the seventh day. If they keep the first day of the week and not the seventh day of the week, you're in trouble with God. And they're right. You know, ignorance is no excuse for violating the law. If you do something that's against the law in front of a cop, you're going to get in trouble for doing it. Doesn't matter if you knew it was against the law or not. There's automatic penalties for sins, and there's penalties for violating God's laws. Let's take a look at the Sabbath in the Bible. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. God wasn't tired, so he took a break on Saturday. He was creating the Sabbath by resting, by being an example. And he never changed it. This is the God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says he does not change. So where did Sunday come from? We're going to get into that in this series. And I hope that it's interesting to you. You know, most people grow up, most Christians, they grow up, and if their parents were a Baptist, they become a Baptist. If their parents were a Pentecostal, they become a Pentecostal. And it's all that they know. They're not evil. They're not intentionally violating God's laws. Their hearts are in the right place. If you can only show them from the pages of their Bible and show them where they need to repent. But it takes somebody with an open mind. It takes somebody willing to say, I got to find out if this is true. I got to learn if this is real. Because all my life I've been taught that we go to church on Sunday because it's the Lord's Day. Well, like I said, it's not the Lord's Day. Saturday is. Please listen. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.